Praise our God and praise our Savior. Amen. If you look with me quickly at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 3, we see the importance in Scripture of something we knew was important in Scripture. This is one of the cases where the Bible says exactly what you would expect it to, that the resurrection, the crucifixion, even the burial of Jesus is pivotal, crucial, is the gospel message. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 3, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then He appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, He appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace towards me was not in vain." In verse 12, "Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection from the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and our faith is in vain. We're even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that He raised Christ, whom He did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied." Paul puts it right out there in verse 3 and 4, that which is of first importance, that Jesus died, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day. And you'll note it's bookended by the phrase, "in accordance with the Scriptures." This is what God had always been trying to tell His people, that the Messiah would come from David's lineage, from Abraham's lineage, that He would be your Savior, He would be your King. And of course, the Jews missed out on who Jesus was because they were looking for something different than who He had always been coming to be. They were looking for a physical, earthly king. Some people today, Christian and Jew alike, are still looking for a Jesus, Messiah, to be a physical king. But we too have to grapple with this idea that without the resurrection, without the crucified Savior, without the King of the spiritual kingdom who Jesus is and has always claimed to be, we have no hope. But as the song says, because He lives, not only can we face tomorrow, but because Jesus lives, we have hope. Because Jesus lives, we can have life. And because Jesus lives, we praise our God today. Will you go to Him in prayer with me at this time? Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to You for allowing us another day where we can come together with other Christians and praise You, sing praises to You, remembering Jesus' great sacrifice on the cross, recognizing that His story was one of great tragedy and yet of great victory and triumph for those He died in place of. Thank You for sending Jesus to die for us while we were enemies of Yours, while we were sinners, while we were weak and ungodly. We pray that we always give You the proper thanks and glory for that sacrifice and accept Jesus as the Savior whom You sent for us to accept. That we recognize that Jesus is the Lord. He is the Christ. He is Your anointed one. Help us to be following in His footsteps, submissive to His ways. Help us to praise You as the God that You are, who has been in control of this entire earth. And to thank You as our Father who likes to take on that name and that description for us, His creation. We pray that You forgive us of our sins. As Christians, that when we sin, we still need Your forgiveness, and we know that if we confess to You, Your faithfulness and just nature will shine out and You will forgive us and cleanse us from our unrighteousness. Help us to be submissive to You, focused entirely on crucifying our own lives and selves, putting to death the man of sin that lives within us, and rising to walk like Jesus did in newness of life, focusing on that spiritual kingdom to be a part and in the body of Jesus, of whom He is head. Thank You for this day. Be with those who are struggling. Comfort those who are mourning. We pray all these things in Jesus the Christ's name. Amen. We're now dismissed to our Bible class period.